Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Our boy Brian's kicking off a Movember movement that we're all backing up, and we want you to support it and join on board. You know, last month we're supporting women battling cancer. This month we want to support men's health as well. And just be in this together, man, because more than ever, we got to look out for each other. You feel right. me? So, Brian, what is it exactly you're doing, bro? How can our listeners join in?
Well, so Movember is just the idea of let's grow mustaches, kind of a silly thing to do, grow a mustache. Yeah. And don't shave. Mustaches are just kind of a silly thing in general. But basically just to bring awareness to the fact that like a lot of men don't seek medical care. They don't, they just let things go. So it's all about mental health, physical health. I kind of really, this year is personal for me because my brother just finished his fifth round of chemotherapy for colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And had he not been the one who was owning his own health care issues with not feeling like his stomach was right, they wouldn't have done a colonoscopy and they wouldn't have found that he had stage 3 colon cancer.
And even getting second and third opinions, man. Mm-hmm.
Right, I mean, exactly. Yeah, so
Pat's amazing.
And he's right. He's currently still documenting everything. It's actually like, if you want to follow him, it's at Pat Moot on Instagram. And I repost a lot of his things and we put a lot of his things on at 97.1 as well. But the thing about it is, like, for him, this whole chemo journey is now getting to the point where it's like, it's a little bit more, harrowing and physically draining and stuff like that. The first couple rounds, he was like, I think it's like everybody who goes through chemotherapy, like, I'm going to kill this thing. I got it. Yeah. And then you start to feel like the drain, like, woof, this is a lot. So he and I have been doing a lot of like men's health things. I've got my colonoscopy scheduled for the last week of November.
Okay.
Because the second to last week of November is Thanksgiving. And I don't know if it's a good strategy to be like, I'm just going to go stuff myself silly on Thanksgiving and then get a colonoscopy next
cleanse.
Week. Whatever, Bounce man. Back. I'm also not going to do it during the week.
Both you and the turkey getting stuff.
It's going to be rough. So we're doing Movember. You can follow us at 97.1 AMP Radio / Movember, Movember. And I am currently, so I have just hit the stage of growing my mustache where it's very awkward. I've grown out, I can grow a pretty strong mustache, but I can't grow the beard.
Right. It looks like you're like going through a breakup right now. It's like you just haven't shaved.
Like every day
I get up just not taking care of yourself. I'm like, ooh, Brian.
I have to move pizza boxes off my nightstand.
Like, you're not taking care of yourself.
That's what
just
it looks
like worried
like.
About
look
you.
Like hammered trash right now.
You know what's interesting is that your mustache comes in way stronger than the rest of your beard.
Oh, dude, I was meant to be a gunfighter in the Wild West with this mustache.
The stash is strong. You got a nice brocha for sure, bro.
Here's the thing. I'm about a week away from being able to shave, like, the sad hair that I have all over my cheeks and chin because I don't... I hate the stage of, hey, is that guy growing a mustache? You want to have the stage of, that guy has a mustache. You don't want to be the, is he growing a mustache?
In between, bro.
Oh, but now it's getting itchy. I'm not a facial hair guy. I don't know how you bearded brothers do it.
Yeah.
Like, just all just scratchy, and I could feel the hair, like, on the side of my lip getting in my mouth.
Why did Edgar just point to me when we talked about mustaches?
No, because I was going to ask you, kissing dudes.
Yeah.
Are you pro or against stashes?
Stashes, not crazy about them, but I actually do like a little scruff.
Okay,
guys, I think it's like, but there's definitely stages. Like when it's growing out and it's like prickly, then it's like, oh, that's a rash.
Pain.
But then like it gets to a certain point where it's not as prickly.
It is. My poor girlfriend, she's very sensitive skin, and she's a very pale person, and so like she'll go, "Is my face look okay?" Like after we've been like make it out, and I'm like, "You're totally fine."
Looks like you took sandpaper to it.
She's got like hives breaking out. And stuff.
She needs to wear like protection, like for. Face like some type of plastic
a
in between
mask. So I am currently in that awkward stage of I'm about to have a mustache. And here's the other thing too, Movember, man, it's super fun to do, but it also there's a lot of family obligations, and I always have like I just ruin everyone's picture. I find myself in family pictures when I grow a mustache where everyone's like, hey, bro, you're on the left. Hey, go to the left. Farther left. Farther. So they can just crop me out.
Like
of the
creepy
photo.
Cousin Brian.
Yeah. He's going through a breakup. Looks really disgusting.
They're like,
right
hey,
now.
Let's do a funny picture where everybody's facing the camera. Brian, you turn around.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. But we're having LA shaved in the back of my head from losing the bet against the Dodgers and Braves. So right now, but it's for men and women. I mean, women grow mustache if you want to. Or you can just donate money mm-hmm. and just support the guys in your life that are going through these health things. And let's just bring awareness. It's all about fundraising and awareness. And you could join the Movember team, ampradio.com/Movember. Men and women, we got a cool team. Guys are putting their mustache pictures up now. We're starting to raise money. Okay. It's starting to kind of take off. So.
And I think more than anything is because you're going to get asked, right? If you didn't have a mustache before, like, yo, what's going on? And then it's an opportunity to speak about men's health.
Exactly.
And that's really what it's about. It's like, hey, let's speak about it. Let's be open about it. And let's help each other out. That if a good friend of ours or our dad, our uncle, your husband, etc., you see something's up with them and they're like, no, I'll be fine. I'm just going to put some Vicks VapoRub on it. I should be fine. Some Vaporu. It's like, no, let's go get it checked out, you know?
And I think December 1st, with all the folks that are growing their mustaches out with me, I think December 1st, we're going to try to organize some sort of like big, classy shaving party. Like, let's go back to our baby faces, man. Uh-huh. So we stop rubbing the skin off our ladies' faces.
And not look tore up, like Chelsea said.
Oh, God.
Visit ampradio.com.
Love you, Brian.
/Movember.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.